WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 59 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Details have been released of Saturday's motorcade bringing Barbara Pierce Bush to her burial site outside the Bush Library.
Texas A&M officials and College Station police recommend being in place by 2 p.m. Saturday afternoon. The motorcade will exit Highway 6 at Texas Avenue and College Station, proceed north on Texas to George Bush Drive, then turn west to the Bush Library. A link to the motorcade maps online at WTAW.com. There will be no public viewing opportunities near the library and museum. The burial on the grounds of the library and museum will be a private family event. According to the Barbara Pierce Bush website, the Bush family gravesite will reopen to the public on Sunday. Bush Museum will be closed tomorrow and Saturday. The museum's open at no charge from 9:30 until 8 today and next Monday and Tuesday. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
For the first time in recent history, Brazos County officials held a ribbon cutting of a major road project. County Judge Dwayne Peters did the honors yesterday at Mesa Verde Drive, which connects Highway 6 between Texas World Speedway and the Indian Lakes subdivision south of College Station.
Now we've got a second way out of Indian Lakes, and certainly more development could occur from here.
Developer Paul Clark donated the land, and the county spent just over $1 million to build the new road. The decision to turn the city of Bryan's former golf course into a super park is a 100 to 200-year decision, according to Mayor Andrew Nelson.
If you look at Central Park in New York, nobody even knows or cares what it cost at the time.
During a visit on our show, Nelson says he expects the super park to generate a return on what will be a multi-million dollar level investment.
I'm not saying we're going to go bankrupt over this. We're not going to do that. We're going to be reasonable, but we want it to be nice, and people shouldn't be thinking this is going to be a cheap project. It's going to be a beautiful park, and it's going to allow us to do economic development.
A preliminary design of the $10 to $50 million project is supposed to be done by the end of September. Bryan School District Superintendent Christy Whitbeck started her second year on the job this week. Reviewing her first year with WTAW News, she says she is farther along than she expected a year ago. One example began last August in resolving the unexpected problems with busing students.
I really wasn't there for the initial planning. I'm the superintendent, and I'm owning it, and I'm going to work with everybody to fix it. And that's what we did. I mean, but it was all hands on deck. You know, everybody rolled up their sleeves and everybody made it happen. And that's the beauty of the type of people that we have in this district. Amazing employees, amazing leaders.
Whitbeck continues to work on her number one goal, changing culture, as she continues to meet with employees on campus and district offices during lunch in what she calls soup with the soup. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 59 degrees. You can text us anytime during the show at 979-695-1620. Powered by Citibank, where the Y in City stands for you. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Has the recent hailstorm left you with the job of getting roof quotes and trying to compare apples to apples? The problem is, other than price, quotes only show you which products they say they are using. It doesn't show the workers doing the installation, the experience level of those workers, or any quality control system the company may have to ensure you get a good roof installed. Call Schulte Roofing today, and we'll show you what to be asking for, beyond just the products.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
The Kubota L2501 tractor is one of the best-selling compact tractors in America for a reason. They're comfortable, spacious, easy to control, and have a range of performance-matched implements to tackle all kinds of jobs. Right now, get a Kubota L2501 with a 6-year warranty, plus 0% APR financing for up to 84 months, or great customer instant rebates. Now through June 30th, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
See WC Tractor at one of their 4 Kubota Elite dealerships or visit online at WCTractor.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:10 in Infomaniacs. It's Thursday, and it's time for the weather. Brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community. We're serving members' needs as their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today, 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Sunshine and a few clouds today, breezy and mild with a high in the middle 70s. Becoming partly to mostly cloudy tonight, lows will fall back into the lower 50s. Plenty of clouds and a few sunny breaks on Friday, breezy with a high in the lower to middle 70s. Mostly cloudy and breezy Friday night, low 55 to 60. And cloudy and breezy on Saturday with showers and thunderstorms likely, high again in the middle 70s. I'm meteorologist Scott Kaplan, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're talking Aggie Equestrian, Aggie Women's Golf, and oh, Aggie Men's Tennis. All of that coming up in sports, as well as, of course, the Houston Rockets were in action last night. They picked up a big-time win over the Minnesota Timberwolves. They finally busted out there in the second quarter after trailing early on. Head coach Mike D'Antoni:
we didn't play very well the first quarter, obviously, but they're only up five. It's 23-18. And then sooner or later, we've got too many guys. Somebody's going to catch fire.
So we'll cover that game, as well as plenty of other NBA playoffs and baseball going on. All that more coming up in sports.
Yeah, I was almost late to work. I was watching the NBA highlight package.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Big time.
Because sure. Yeah, there's no doubt.
So you're now, just a hater, just straight hater.
You're right, I am, when it comes to NBA.
Haterade.
So, Chelsea, you didn't say happy Thursday.
Well, I didn't want to rub it in that I didn't have to be here tomorrow.
So we're calling you tomorrow morning.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, we're going to call you at 6 just to see if you're awake.
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
feel
sure.
free.
Yeah,
feel
right.
free.
Yeah.
I used to travel with volleyball more often when I was doing their radio broadcasts, and I forget how nice these SEC trips are because there's so much free time.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, you know, we could have sent a broadcast unit with you like we did with Zach to Los Angeles.
Yeah, could have been broadcast live.
I'm not as dedicated as Zach.
Okay. Could have been there in the
I'll go ahead and admit it.
And to be honest, Chelsea has more that she has to do in the mornings than I do.
So there. That's right. Yeah,
true.
Doing the news from a hotel room in Baton Rouge would probably not be the best possible.
I probably
way.
Wouldn't get the best news out to you guys.
Do you get your own room?
I don't know. Probably not. I usually if there's another girl with, say, 12th Man Productions going, or one of the student trainers, sometimes I room with them. So
all right. So anyhow, so she'll be back with stories to regale us with.
Yes.
Unfortunately,
hopefully good stories and big wins for Aggie softball.
Unfortunately, you have to leave right after the game, as opposed to like drive down to New Orleans.
Right.
What would she do in New Orleans, Scott?
Well, you know, I don't know. There's
eat
a million years ago. Of course, A&M. Played LSU, never played them here, you know, like one time we ended up playing them here, but we would go over to LSU annually to get beaten.
Right.
And so it was not unusual for there to be a little free time for the football coaches before the game on Saturday, because they would fly into Baton Rouge on Thursday.
Sure.
And it was not unusual for some of those coaches to head down south. In fact, I think one time there were a couple of coaches who ended up in an altercation.
Oh, really?
If you can imagine, at an establishment in New Orleans.
They did that before the game?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, because they get there a few days early.
Well, you're still supposed to be.
One of them went on to be the head coach. I'm not saying who it was, but I'm just saying that was a long time ago. When we all did foolish things.
Yeah, right?
Of course. That's true. Yeah.
Serial robber in Brooklyn finally caught Monday after an alert community member called the police, who responded and found the masked suspect toting a glue gun. A glue gun. He'd wrap black tape around it to make it look like a gub. Somebody noticed the suspect in the area. The officer alerted the anti-crime cops, who responded, spotted the suspect, and they followed him into a bubble tea shop.
Oh, I love bubble tea.
There you go.
A what?
Go ahead.
Okay, so bubble tea is a Vietnamese, I believe, is the correct origin. Okay. But it's just it's iced tea, but then they put tapioca bubbles in them. They're like these little gummies.
So there you go. It's tea with gummies.
Yeah.
Anyway.
They have a few good places around town, Zach. I'll let you know.
That's where they saw him pull the mask up over his face and walk into the store.
Okay.
He allegedly walked up to the 28-year-old woman working inside and passed her an empty backpack, according to police. The worker started putting money into the bag. Two of the police entered the store, confronted the suspect. It was then that they realized it was a glue gun over with electric tape on it. So that was pretty amazing.
Oh, man.
So that's it.
Well, it's useless if it can't be plugged in, right?
What's that?
The glue gun.
Yeah, unless it looks like a
gun. Excuse me, ma'am. Do you have an outlet somewhere that I can plug this into?
And it looks like kind of a small Uzi, quite honestly, if you look at it from that standpoint.
Info?
Mation.
A what?
An Uzi.
An Uzi.
Yeah, which is
now,
a little...
Did he have it outside? Did he have like it in a coat pocket?
Well,
or it was just out,
you know,
for everybody to see?
I can get the number of the bubble tea shop and we
okay.
can call her.
Yeah, give
and
him
find
a call.
Out what the story
we,
is.
We need to get down to the bottom
that's
of this.
Exactly right.
Yeah, I think they were in cahoots together.
Could you play
the cashier?
Where is cahoots, by the way?
Over 3,700 satisfied customers will tell you Anchor Foundation Repair makes sure your home foundation is solid. Anchor Foundation Repair fixes all types of foundations, and every single home Anchor Foundation Repair treats is backed with a lifetime transferable guarantee. We're not the cheapest, but we are the best, most reliable foundation company in the Brazos Valley. For more information, call 690-2020 or click anchorfoundationrepair.net.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. So where did we get this in cahoots with? Where did cahoots come from? Huh? Yeah.
Do and, you know? Are you setting it up right here?
Yeah, I was waiting for Zach to quit playing music
Zach's,
in the background.
Yeah, busy playing audio.
Yeah, he is. So we can't. We'll just listen in. Yeah, that's the Turtles right there. I don't know why we're playing that, but
it must be someone's birthday.
Yeah, it must be. That's probably right.
could y'all hear that?
Oh.
Whoopsies. You know, I get stuck doing, I have to multitask.
I know. That's exactly right.
So many buttons, just don't know which one to
press.
Well,
according to the Merriam-Webster's 11th Collegiate Dictionary, cahoot means a partnership or league, and usually expressed in the plural of in cahoots, rather than just a cahoot. First known to be published in 1829. So there you are.
There ye be.
Because, see, I went to look up the derivation of in cahoots, and we were ready to tell you about that, but you were
I'm sorry.
I guess, again, one of the turtles must have a birthday.
It's okay. That's why we love live radio.
Yeah,
right.
Throw something in my window next time. Just,
oh, no, it's okay. I mean, it's
send
all right.
me some smoke signals.
It is. It's live.
The hallway is smoking. Oh, no, that's just Scott.
That's right.
Communicating with Zach.
He must be having to tell Zach something.
Hey, it is high five day.
Ooh,
all right. It is
nice.
High five day.
Look at the elbow.
Let's give us a high five. And everybody, one, yeah. two, three.
And that's what I learned last year. Is that you look at the elbow
right.
to make sure that you hit that. Now, you learned that, I guess, from your world of sports.
Probably. Yeah. Or yeah, maybe.
We'll go with that. Well, and, you know, it's just if you're not having people observe you do a high five, if you screw it up, I guess it doesn't matter that much.
True.
You know.
But it can be awkward.
That's
I like to do the way that some teams do it after a ball game. I do this in softball where you do the high five. And then you flip your wrist down, and then you low five each other, but from behind.
That's a lot of trouble.
Yeah, it's hard to explain. Nobody else ever does it.
Well, now
I just end up
you
hitting
do it
air.
To the opponents.
No, I do it my teammates.
Do you have to leave the ground for it to be a high five?
No.
Okay, well, I'm just saying.
Should you jump up and high five for it to be considered a high five?
Right.
No, it's just high because you're holding your hand
up
high.
You're sure about that.
Some of us higher than others, like Chelsea. Like when she gives a high five, her five is higher.
I try to make people jump up.
I was
going to
say one other person has one person.
Can you get it? Can you touch?
Okay, the two most well-known claims as to how this took place, okay? During the last 1977 regular season Dodgers game, Dusty Baker hit the home run that made the team the first in history to have four players with at least 30 regular season home runs. Each one of them did. So as he rounded third and headed home, Glenn Burke waited at home plate to congratulate him. And in a moment that is Dodgers history, but was never televised, he greeted his teammate by raising his hand, and they slapped hands with the victorious high five. Or there's the Louisville basketball court. 1978-79 season, the team switched up their regular low fives with two players doing the high five. So those are supposedly. So it was either 78 or 77 that the high five first made its appearance.
I have a hard time believing that was the first time.
Well, I understand. But
man has had hands for how long?
Yeah. Well, again, one, very nice. That's true. Yeah. Well, one more thing that you can talk about the next time you're sitting around, you know, having a beer.
Yeah,
figure it out whether or not that's right. All right, let me see. So, what else do we have besides? I closed the screen. Go ahead and find birthdays.
Can I do my birthdays now?
Yeah, you can do your
birthdays now. All right, Maria Sharapova.
Oh, never mind. I found it. All right. Anyway,
we are on a roll today.
National Ask an Atheist Day. All right.
Ask them what?
Doing? Yeah. Why you do that? Okay. It's Rice Ball Day. Rice Ball.
Okay.
They do that over in Beaumont. They take rice. They put sausage in the middle of it. Make a ball.
Yeah.
That does sound pretty
good. Not bad. Garlic Day. We have some garlic facts for you later on today.
I love garlic.
Yep. National Amaretto Day.
Okay.
Does not go with garlic.
No.
That's for sure. Mm-mm. All right. We got birthdays.
Birthdays for today. Comedian Ali Wong is turning 36, plays Doris on American Housewife. Uh-huh. Maria Sharapova, almost forgot her. She's turning 31, a Russian tennis star. Of course, she got in trouble with the roids not that awfully long ago.
She's from Russia. So.
What do you expect?
Now, she's a big-time grunter. I think we talked about this, about women grunting in professional tennis.
We did.
One of her grunts was measured at 101.2 decibels, louder than a lawnmower.
Wow.
Whoa.
So okay. I should have looked up some of her grunts. That would have been really weird if you showed
that to
me.
Better than music.
Than music, yep.
But she's turning 31. Troy Polamalu turning 37. Of course, he played for the Pittsburgh Steelers for quite some time. Has some great hair. Hayden Christensen turning 37 as well. Anakin Skywalker in the Star Wars prequels.
Oh, yeah.
I know a lot of Star Wars fans would just assume not talk about him today, but he's turning 37. Kate Hudson, I'm a fan. She's turning 39.
I like her. She's done. She cut her hair really short recently. I haven't seen that.
Look
her up.
Okay. Anyways, Goldie Hawn's daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
James Franco turning 40 today.
Okay.
He's an actor.
James.
Jennifer Taylor is turning 46. She was Charlie's fiance, Chelsea, on 2.5 Men.
Okay.
She was also in The Waterboy. So there you go.
Oh.
Jesse James is turning 49. He's a Monster Garage dude. He was married to Sandra Bullock, but cheated on Sandra. Mm-hmm. So Ashley Judd is turning 50 today.
Okay.
So there you go. Trish's mom in the Divergent movies.
Yeah.
Big 50.
Yeah. So, weird lady. Suge Knight is turning 53.
Wow.
Of course, he's on death row, I believe, or he's at least waiting to locked up and waiting to be tried for murder.
Well, at least you know where to find him.
But so there you go. And Mark Volman is turning 71. Yes, he is in the Turtles.
Uh-huh. So happy together.
Wait for it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that was Zach singing
Not
along.
Me.
Yeah.
So he's turning 71 today.
Okay.
And Tim Curry is turning 72.
Wow. Dr. Frankenfurter.
Yeah, Frankenfurter, Pennywise the Clown in It.
Mm-hmm.
He was the butler in Clue. He underwent, I think, a massive stroke a couple of years ago.
He did.
And so not nearly as agile, obviously, as he once was. But great actor nonetheless.
and he's turning 72. By the way, did you know, I think his father was a Methodist minister?
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, a little info on Tim Curry.
All right, there. 625.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so much to the dismay of leftists in the mainstream media, the American people seem to be catching on to the unethical and criminal ways of the deep state, the destroy Trump hypocrites inside our own government, sadly. And the Washington Times recently highlighted a Marist poll. 30% of Americans now say they have an unfavorable view of special counsel Robert Mueller. That's up a full 10 points since the end of March. Another poll from Rasmussen, it shows that 46% of all voters believe the former FBI director, James Comey, should be prosecuted for leaking information to the media when he was still the director of the FBI. I guess that's what happens when you mislead the American people and attempt to shred the Constitution and overturn a duly elected president.
Just the conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Snoring. It's not funny, and it's definitely not normal. It's actually a sign that you're not breathing properly while you sleep, and you're probably ruining your partner's sleep as well. If you have a blocked or narrow nose, then you're more likely to open your mouth to breathe, resulting in the loud, noisy sounds of snoring. But now, thanks to an Australian innovation called Mute, the answer to your snoring problem may be right under your nose. Mute is an easy-to-use and comfortable nasal dilator that sits inside the nose and supports your airway, keeping it open while you sleep. It helps you breathe more easily through your nose, so you can keep your mouth closed. In trials, 75% of couples reported a reduction in snoring when using Mute, allowing them both to enjoy a better night's sleep. Mute is available now at Walgreens, GNC, or your local drugstore. Find your nearest store at mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more, snore less, sleep better.
Give me a chance while I'm in foster care. Volunteer to speak up for me in court.
Give me a chance. Be by my side during meetings with lawyers and social workers so I don't feel lost and alone.
Give me a chance and volunteer to keep me safe. Will they help me reach a permanent and loving home?
Become a court-appointed special advocate or CASA volunteer. Your time can help keep neglected and abused children safe, giving them a chance at finding happiness. Every child deserves a chance. It's you. Visit BecomeACASA.org today.
Sponsored by Texas CASA.
Acme Glass here since 1946, meaning that people have been able to depend on them for all their glass needs, whether it's for their business or whether it's for their home. Let's say that, for instance, it is your home, and more than just a window, think about luxury shower door enclosures, insulated glass replacement for windows or doors, and also energy-efficient solar window screens. They can do all of that for you at Acme Glass, and they've been doing that since 1946. Now, some things like solar screens clearly didn't exist when Acme Glass started, but that just shows you they do change with the times. Glass is still pretty much glass, but the way that we use it has changed, and Acme Glass has done all of those things for you, for folks right here in the Brazos Valley. Now, they've got locations in Bryan, in downtown Bryan, at the corner of 28th and Main. That's basically where they do their windshield replacement, do chip repair. But also on South Washington in Bryan, that's where you can see a showroom of their residential and commercial products that they have available that you can take advantage of. And then College Station across from the main entrance at A&M, again, windshield and auto glass replacement as well. Family-owned and operated since 1946, it's Acme Glass. Let's have a look at the weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing, the roofing pros. They've been here for more than 40 years, and they can help you out if you've had wind or hail damage recently. With that 40 years experience, they are your insurance claim specialist, and they're local. Give them a call at 846-ROOF or go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Okay, as far as the temps are concerned today, look for sunny skies and a high temperature of about 75 degrees, and winds will be out of the north, and they'll be a little blustery sometimes, gusting up 25 miles an hour. Then as far as tonight is concerned, look for a low about 51 degrees. And then on Friday, high temperature about 71. Looks good. We still have that 70% chance of rain, though, on Saturday and Saturday night, but back to sunshine on Sunday with a high of 72, and then more sunshine on Monday at 75. Right now, the wind's out of the north at 13, fair skies, and it's 59.
Jennifer Kishinko with your money now. Facebook is introducing more privacy safeguards to users in Europe
As part of efforts to comply with new rules meant to make it easier for consumers to give and withdraw consent for the use of their data. The company says it will begin asking European customers this week for permission to use features like facial recognition and some types of targeted advertising. The privacy law is the latest attempt by EU regulators to rein in mostly U.S. tech giants, who they blame for avoiding taxes, stifling competition, and encroaching on digital privacy rights. Bon-Ton Stores says a joint venture, including a group of the bankrupt retail chain's bondholders, has won an auction for the company's assets. Subject to approval from a bankruptcy court, two liquidation firms and the holders of Bon-Ton's notes will acquire the retailer's inventory and certain other assets. A bankruptcy court hearing to approve the sale of the joint venture, as well as a wind down of Bon-Ton's operations, set for today. On Wall Street, futures are modestly higher. That's your money now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-957-8335.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 59 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Those living in developments south of College Station have a second way getting in and out. Brazos County Judge Dwayne Peters led yesterday's ribbon cutting of extending Mesa Verde Drive from the Indian Lake subdivision to Highway 6 at the overpass to Texas World Speedway.
Not only impacts the folks that are in the Indian Lakes, but as Arrington Road develops and everything that's going on, and we already know that that's happening, it'll impact everything that goes on Arrington Road. And not only that, but we've got emergency traffic that needs to get in back and forth into that area. And this is certainly a quicker way to go in than it would be to come down Arrington and try to get in.
The public-private partnership involved land donated by developer Paul Clark.
Very happy to see this day come. Looking forward to all the potential commercial development stuff that's going to go along right out here on that highway.
The million-dollar project started last November and was completed under budget and ahead of time. The first year has flown by for Bryan School District Superintendent Christy Whitbeck. Year two has started with meeting student leaders at Bryan High and Rudder to discuss safety.
I'm going to meet with all the captains of every team and the presidents of every group. I mean, we've been hearing from adults, but I want to hear from them what they think. And, you know, sometimes they have the best ideas and they know the most, and maybe there's some things we can learn from that.
Planning continues to start a new discipline program next year.
We're going to implement some social skills training across the board. Every month we will have a value that we all believe in and that we're going to be talking about with pre-K all the way to seniors. We're going to open the year with kindness, and that's going to be a basis, but you're going to see us talk about work ethic. You're going to see us talk about a lot of those things that aren't really in the curriculum, but that our staff need to model and that we need to help show kids that are important.
Other goals for year two include a continuing focus on literacy and opening the district's new career and technology campus. Two Navasota ISD school buses headed to Houston on a fifth grade field trip were involved in a collision with a dump truck yesterday. Superintendent Stu Musick tells sister station Navasota News that 25 students and 7 adults, including both bus drivers, were taken to Houston area hospitals.
At the end of the day, we had some bumps and bruises and scrapes, I'm sure, but minor injuries, and everyone has been cleared and released.
Musick says one bus was rear-ended by a dump truck, causing it to collide with the bus in front of it. Brian Mayor Andrew Nelson says he continues to get positive feedback about turning the city's former golf course into a super park.
Part of the strong and broad support for doing this park was the idea that we don't have golfers pitted against little leaguers and pitted against people, but people are excited about being a park. There's a tremendous amount of excitement.
On our show, Nelson says the city's recently hired consultants have a reasonable timeline to come up with a design.
This is a special opportunity for us. You know, when you do a park, you can redo it, but it's really expensive if you don't get it right the first time. So we need to measure twice, cut once, and not dilly-dally at all, but make sure that we're not being rushed.
A preliminary design of the $10 to $50 million project is supposed to be done by the end of September. The route and approximate times have been announced for Saturday's motorcade, bringing Barbara Pierce Bush to her burial site.
College Station Police is expecting more than 50 emergency vehicles will be involved in controlling traffic. The motorcade route shows the vehicles exiting the freeway at Texas Avenue and going north on Texas to George Bush Drive, then turning west to the Bush Library. A link to the map is online at WTAW.com. Texas A&M officials estimate the motorcade will be on George Bush Drive Saturday afternoon between 2:20 and 2:35. CSPD suggests being in place by 2 p.m. There will be no public access to the museum grounds on Saturday. The Bush family gravesite will reopen to the public on Sunday. The museum's open with free admission today, closed tomorrow and Saturday, and will reopen with free admission next Monday and Tuesday. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
George H.W. Bush released his first public statement following the death of his wife. Quote, "I always knew Barbara was the most beloved woman in the world, and in fact, I used to tease her that I had a complex about that fact. But the truth is, the outpouring of love and friendship being directed at the enforcer is lifting us all up. We have faith she is in heaven, and we know life will go on as she would have it. So cross the bushes off your worry list." WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 59 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Rebert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Give me a chance while I'm in foster care. Volunteer to speak up for me in court.
Give me a chance. Be by my side during meetings with lawyers and social workers so I don't feel lost and alone.
Give me a chance and volunteer to keep me safe. Will they help me reach a permanent and loving home?
Become a court-appointed special advocate or CASA volunteer. Your time can help keep neglected and abused children safe, giving them a chance at finding happiness. Every child deserves a chance. It's you. Visit BecomeACASA.org today.
Sponsored by Texas CASA.
Hi, I'm Pat Sefcik of Sefcik Service Center, and I'm asking you to vote for my lifelong friend, Gabriel Garcia, for Brazos County District Clerk. Gabriel Garcia is a graduate of Texas A&M University, a local business owner, a father, and devoted husband. Gabriel has dedicated many years to multiple outreach organizations, civic committees, city boards, and is a hands-on active member of St. Joseph's Catholic Church. I ask you to vote Gabriel Garcia for Brazos County District Clerk.
Paid for by Gabriel Garcia Campaign, Pat Sedcheck, Treasurer.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, winner of the Kubota Elite Certified Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 17 straight years. Home of the Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the number one selling compact tractor in Texas, the new Kubota L2501F 24.8 horsepower, along with the 3-point quick hitch and a 5-foot box blade for only $10,599 cash price. Or with financing less than $114 per month, upgrade to a 4-wheel drive and get monthly payments of only $129 per month. Remember, Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best when it comes to customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, zero 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, online normandytractor.com. Remember, for the largest selection and best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Good morning, 639. Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Got some weather. It's brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference.
Skies will be partly to mostly sunny today. It'll be breezy with highs getting up into the middle 70s. Increasing clouds tonight, low in the lower 50s. More clouds and sunshine on Friday, breezy again, high 70 to 75. Mostly cloudy and breezy Friday night, low 55 to 60. And scattered showers and thunderstorms are expected across the area on Saturday, breezy with a high in the middle 70s. I'm meteorologist Scott Kaplan, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, it's the NBA postseason. The Houston Rockets now with a 2-0 series advantage over the Minnesota Timberwolves following last night's big victory over Minnesota, 102-82. Coach Mike D'Antoni after the win.
We didn't play very well the first quarter, obviously. But they're only up five. It's 23-18. And then sooner or later, we've got too many guys. Somebody's going to catch fire.
So we'll hear more from Coach D'Antoni coming up, talking about that victory. Also, the Spurs will be back in action tonight. And looking over plenty of Aggie sports in action yesterday, it was Texas A&M Equestrian in the national championships, as well as Aggie Women's Golf in the SEC championships. All that more coming up in sports.
So Major League Baseball postponed its 25th game yesterday.
Yeah.
And even though it seems like people complain about early season cancellations every year, 25 canceled games in just 3 weeks is a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
Since 1986, there have been 25 weather-related postponements in the first month, only one other time, and that was in 2007. They ended up with 26 overall, although one of them was not weather-related. It was in the response to the death of Josh Hancock, who was a pitcher for the Cardinals. Anyway, but April is only halfway done right now. We got 12 days left, and, you know, more opportunities to have more cancellations. The craziest postponement a few days ago in Toronto, they have a dome, but they had to cancel when falling ice pierced a hole in the roof, or the roof.
Falling from the sky?
I guess. I don't know. The weather has been historically bad, even for games that were not canceled. According to ESPN, there have been 22 games in the first 3 weeks that have started with a temperature of 40 degrees or below. Well, it's global warming. That wouldn't be right.
So here's a big difference. Of course, okay. In Minnesota, they had the bright idea to build a stadium that did not have a roof.
Yeah.
It's a gorgeous stadium, by the way, but they obviously are going to run into some weather problems, especially in April. They haven't really made the postseason, so I don't know what it would be like in October. But that being said, the Twins had played 13 games this year. The Rangers have played 20.
Oh.
So there's that difference. There's a 7-game difference between those two teams, and a lot of it is because of the cancellations.
Well, speaking of the Twins, they played the Indians in Puerto Rico last night.
Yeah.
Even though there is no power on the island.
Right.
They brought out generators.
For a baseball game.
For a stinking baseball game.
While the citizens of Puerto Rico have no power.
Okay, and now I'll agree with you in that, in the full realm of things,
right.
It seems like that shouldn't be the most important thing.
Very true.
Absolutely not.
But yeah. Since they went down there, the folks in Puerto, because they obviously have a lot of native Puerto Rican players.
I understand.
Francisco Lindor is a guy who's a big-time shortstop for the Indians. He's an all-star, and he's a Puerto Rico native, and he hit a home run the other night, and people just went nuts.
They went crazy.
And with everything that they've gone through over this past year, it's a, you know, emotional time for them. And so I would argue, yes, it's important for people, obviously, to have their power.
Yeah.
But it also provides a little bit of levity, I guess, in a time like this.
This is what, and you can hearken back, that's why it was called America's Pastime. If you go all the way back, that's of the things that just went on in people's worlds, going to the baseball park made them feel good. All this green grass, and you get to hang out, and the weather's cool, and all that. And that's really what helped to be able to garner baseball support, and that's why it was the American pastime. Yeah. It gave us a chance to forget our ills. Now, you know, U.S. Americans aren't that way, but
right.
but so it is very similar over in Puerto Rico.
Well, I would argue too that in Houston, I think you saw a lot of folks
sure.
in that trying time following Hurricane Harvey.
Yep.
They really rallied around the Houston Astros
right.
and the fact that they won the World Series, and you had people sitting in their empty homes
yeah.
that were devastated by the hurricane
to watch
sitting
games.
Yeah, sitting on
yeah.
some lawn chairs, watching a TV on a cardboard box, watching game, you know, the final game. That was pretty cool.
Give you a few hours to forget about what's going on in your world,
yeah.
right? Okay, then there's this.
In southeastern China, cops who pull people over for minor traffic violations are letting the drivers skate free, so long as they say they're sorry online, and so long as the apology gets at least 20 likes. The cops say the program forces drivers to think deeply about their infractions. It's a pilot program. If it proves successful, cops in other areas may give bad drivers the same choice, to pay up or fess up.
Again, that's China. I don't know that
okay.
that would work here.
Right.
But I mean, I think that's interesting.
The power of social media.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And but I would think now one of the things you ought to do is make sure that you don't have any repeat offenders.
Correct. Okay. People who aren't actually right. learning from it. They're just, you
one
know.
Time, that's okay. One time is okay. All right. Later on this morning, the states where people text the most and least while driving. Think about that. You always think that Texas would probably be. Speaking of Texas, Target is adding curbside parking at stores in Florida and Texas so you can order stuff online and then pick it up
Uh-oh.
Without even going inside.
Uh-oh. But that's the best part about Target, is going inside.
And buying things that you had no idea you were going to go
exactly.
in there to buy.
Exactly.
And we talked about this almost a year ago when we were discussing just this whole idea in grocery stores, how
right.
how much you won't, or how much money will they lose from not having impulse purchases.
Right, which I feel like is even more of a Target thing than
yep.
it is a grocery store thing.
I think that's probably right. They announced yesterday that customers can buy items without
yeah.
leaving the car. They did try it in Minneapolis, and it seemed to work. That's where their Target's headquartered.
Okay.
They hope to expand the service to nearly 1,000 stores across U.S. America by the end of the year. But right now, again, they're looking at
but
Texas.
Yeah, I
and
just,
Florida.
You know, I think like I don't just go to the grocery store to walk around and see what they have, but I do that at Target.
Well, I do that at grocery stores.
Well, but you have a reason to go.
Yeah. Now, well, what is that? What do you mean a reason to go?
Well, I eat food?
Right, but I mean, you don't just
you
eat,
have
you don't
eat
you don't,
food?
You don't think to yourself, I don't need to go to the grocery store, but I'm just going to go anyway and walk around.
Oh, I see. Oh, I got you.
Target,
I never,
though, I don't necessarily need to go to Target, but I'm like, oh, I have a couple, you know, I have an hour to spend before I have to go do whatever. Like, oh, I'll just run to Target and see
and
what's
wander
there.
Around,
the
right.
only
yeah.
the only store I feel that way about is Academy.
Okay.
I'll yeah. walk around in that place
right,
for a long
right.
time.
So that's, I was just different, like making the difference between, you know, the
I'll
grocery
do,
store.
I'll
and
do
Target.
That at like Lowe's or Home Depot.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just what my dad around.
So we
does.
All sure. have our wandering spots.
Exactly right.
Where now, do you go to wander?
I just said Target.
No, Target. She's a Target person.
I was just saying the question out loud, like posing it
to the audience. Yeah, you go someplace
Text
else.
Text us
exactly.
where you wander.
979-695-1620. Where do you go to wander?
Hank the Cow Dog is coming back to the Bush Library and Museum on May 22nd and 23rd. Hank's vibrant author, John Erickson, will sing songs accompanying himself on the banjo and read from various books using the voices of the characters. Every student on site receives a free Hank the Cow Dog book, and free bus funding is available for schools. For more information and to make reservations, visit bush41.org. That's bush41.org.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 21st, learn about weed control in pastures. Controlling pasture weeds is one of the best ways to increase forage production for your livestock, and plant identification, product selection, timing, and methods and rates of application are all critically important. Come learn about it this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
If it's durability, dependability, and color you're wanting in annuals and perennials, grab on to daisies. Truth is, there are many somewhat related plants that all fit into the package. Most of them are terrifically suited to our part of Texas. Some are native, others are simply eager to perform in their newly found homes. Most are in the plant family Compositae. Their composites, along with sunflowers, zinnias, and marigolds. In fact, those plants look great with them. It's one of our most important horticultural plant families. I have some of the most common daisies, but keep in mind that other less common types also deserve your attention. I'll be back with details. Dazzling daisies, stars of the summer landscape, right after this message. If you want the most useful reference book in Texas gardening, I believe Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening to be exactly that. I self-published this book so I could have exactly the book I always wanted to have for you. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in the Lone Star State, and Chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Every book goes outside. It's not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's not a revision of my cowboy boot book from 1991. $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week 800-752-752. Grow or order anytime at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. If you're looking for great daisies for your garden, start with Shasta daisies. They've been in bloom the last couple weeks around big parts of Texas. They come in all flavors, each of them vanilla. You'll find tall ones and short ones, single ones and double ones. You'll find plants that have frilled flowers, those with blooms that are plain. The one consistent thing with the Shastas is that they're all great garden plants for Texas. Most types grow to 12 to 20 inches tall, and almost all of them have their peak bloom in late spring. They clump freely, so you can dig and divide them every year or two to cover large areas. They're especially at home with daylilies, but every garden should have a clump somewhere in the perennial garden. I am a big fan of Gloriosa daisies, especially the variety, the perennial form called Goldstrom. And the Gloriosas are closely related to our native black-eyed Susan that blooms in late spring and into the summer. Most of the horticultural selections, however, have much larger flowers, and the plants themselves will usually be considerably taller. Almost all are basically buttery yellow, but there are rusts and oranges and other colors creeping in now, and they have contrasting zones or eyes, rust red eyes. They're beautiful. Now, most of those fancy ones are annuals. They're best treated as annuals. The most perennial form is called Goldstrum, Goldstrum. I love that Gloriosa daisy. Coneflowers, Echinacea, are also native Texans. Unlike most other composites, however, their bloom heads are rosy lavender. A white form also exists, and there are oranges and other colors in the marketplace now. The plants get 18 to 24 inches tall. They bloom for 4 or 5 months from late spring into the fall. They're class plants for the perennial garden, but dig and divide them when they start to get crowded. And finally, fall asters have been in Texas for decades. In fact, you'll see them in old yards that have obviously been planted for 50 or 75 years. They bloom in late August and September, a delightful shade of blue with an orchid overtone. You can buy them now. That's fall asters. I'm Neil Sperry. Protect your gardening investment in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning at 6:52. The Texas A&M equestrian team won all three of its meets in the events championship at the NCEA championships yesterday. Reigning began the day with a 3-1 victory over Fresno State before the Aggies topped Sweetbriar 3-1 and Equitation on the flat. Horsemanship closed out the day with a 4-0 triumph over West Texas A&M. Now the 4th-seeded Aggies begin the team championship this morning at 8:35. Aggie women's golf finds itself in 12th place following the first round of the SEC Championships in Hoover. The Aggs sit in 12th place at 24 over par and are 6 strokes off the cut to reach match play. Alabama leads the tournament with a 2 under 286. Maddie Zarek leads the Maroon and White individually at 2 over for first round. Round 2 gets underway today at 9:10 a.m. at Greystone Golf and Country Club. For the third time this season and fourth time in his career, senior Arthur Rinderneck was named the SEC Player of the Week for men's tennis. Rinderneck, the number 10 player in the country, according to the ITA, picked up a pair of ranked singles wins over the weekend to help the number 5 Aggies clinch the 2018 SEC Championship. The Houston Rockets now have a 2-0 series lead over Minnesota following last night's 102-82 win over the Timberwolves. Chris Paul scored 27 points, and Gerald Green came off the bench to score 21 as Houston used a 37-point second quarter to go on top for good. Here's Coach Mike D'Antoni after the win.
We didn't play very well the first quarter, obviously, but they're only up 5. It's 23-18. And then sooner or later, we've got too many guys. Somebody's going to catch fire, you hope. And if not, you lose that game, you go to the next one. But Gerald did it. He came in. We were struggling, and he hit a couple threes, opened it up. And then once you see the ball go in and once you get the monkey off your back, all that stuff, then we played pretty well for about 2.5 quarters. Defensively played well the whole game.
Game 3 between the Rockets and T-Wolves is slated for Saturday night in Minnesota. The wife of San Antonio Spurs coach Greg Popovich has died. The Spurs confirmed Aaron Popovich's death but didn't provide further details. Now, no word on if Popovich will be on the sideline for San Antonio's Game 3 matchup against Golden State tonight. The Spurs find themselves in a 2-0 series hold of the Dubs. Tip-off is at 8:30 in the Alamo City. On the baseball diamond, Texas ace Cole Hamels was touched up for 3 runs in the 6th as the Rangers fell to the Tampa Bay Rays yesterday 4-2.
You know, we've got to go out there and we've got to win ball games. So, you know, it leaves it to kind of, you know, the April that, you know, you're not really looking forward to because you do want to get out on the best start. But at the same time, guys are, you know, getting out there. They're gaining experience. And, you know, I think, for what it's worth, definitely going to grow as a team. And these guys are going to get better and we're going to come together and really make a good play.
That's Hamels after the loss. Offensively, Shin-Soo Choo homered in his second straight game for Texas, which falls to 7-13 on the year. After struggling last week, the Houston Astros offense finally broke out last night, scoring 6 runs in the 7th to beat the Seattle Mariners 7-1. Leadoff man George Springer said it was only a matter of time.
Yeah, it's early. You know, you can't put a lot of kind of stress on these first games. You know, it takes time. Our offense will click and it'll go. You know, obviously we had 12 hits or so tonight, you know, which is obviously good for us. So, you know, hopefully it can snowball effect and we'll see what happens.
Springer finished the night 2-for-4 with 2 RBI. Gerrit Cole got it done on the mound, allowing 1 unearned run on 5 hits and 7 innings of work. Houston will look to cap off the series win over Seattle this afternoon when the Stros and M's duke it out at 2:40 at Safeco. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by WC Tractor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
April means you save on all Hayward products at the Pool Guy. Pool pumps, filters, lights, all month. The Pool Guy has special pricing on all Hayward products and free installation. FREE, standard installation. Pricing will never be lower. So now's the time to replace or upgrade your swimming pool equipment. Call the Pool Guy at 575-6200 or stop in at the pool store and the Tower Point Shopping Center. The Pool Guy.
Ronnie Mike and Ron Smith for Aggieland Carpet One.
Did you know it's National Karistan Month?
That's right, Ronnie Mike. There are lots of new styles and colors, and area rugs are 50% off. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and take advantage of the lowest prices of the year.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
For over 6 decades, Callaway Jones has served local families. The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility provides innovative and memorable ways to honor loved ones you've lost. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jennifer Hathaway. I've known Margaret Meese for over 20 years. As an attorney, her clients understand that she is very thoughtful, very detailed. Even in the face of great trials and tribulations, I've never seen Margaret back down. She never appears scared. She faces it head on and knows that between her diligence and God, they're going to get it done. If Margaret says she's doing it, it gets done, definitely. Won't you join me in casting your vote for Margaret Meese?
Political and paid for by Margaret Meese.
Newstalk 1620, WTAW, sun's coming up. Going to be a nice day today. Actually, aside from that Saturday being messed up by the rain, we've got a little run going on. High temperature again today, about 75, 76, and northeasterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, gusting up to 25, so kind of be aware of that. But after that, we're looking for a high temperature on Friday of 71 degrees. Slight chance of showers Friday night, but a 70% chance of rain during the day on Saturday and Saturday night as well. 72 on Sunday and about 75 on Monday. 57 right now. A Bryan Broadcasting Station, WTAW, College Station Bryan. It's 7 o'clock.